feather in the city. I like the way it don't know me.
One, two, three!
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
Hey, we're Birds of Bellwoods, and you're listening to CFRC.
C.
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 C. C.
Joe's Mill is a musical instrument lending library located in the Tet Center at 370 King Street West in Kingston, Ontario. Started by the late Joe Chitlin, who wanted everyone to experience the joy of playing an instrument, Joe's Mill has over 1,000 musical instruments and resources for you to lend out so you can take up a new hobby or get back into an old one. Stop by, register for only $15, and then take out an instrument at any time for free. Joe's Mill is located at the Tet Center on the lower floor in Unit 110. Visit joesmill.org for more information.
Hi there, my name's Kish from the Paisley Days, and you are listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Mouse Tavern. Hold on, I'll check. Hey, everybody! I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Always let go of the light that night.
wait for it. That's super smooth. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and you're tuned in to CFRC, the place to be. Oh, yeah, it's November 6th. It's Wednesday. It's nigh after 8 o'clock, and we're coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall right here, sitting pretty in the Limestone City, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Jeff the Nerd once again, and you've got me here until 10 in the a.m. We're spinning the wheels of steel to get your drizzly, gloomy hump day on a better foot. Also today, we are paying tribute to the late, great master of disaster, Quincy Jones, passed away this past week, the ripe old age of 91. So we're going to be peppering the show with some of Quincy Jones's many, 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 many amazing tunes, including this one, Soul Bossa Nova. Many might recognize this as the Austin Powers theme, dug out of retirement 35 years after it was written by Quincy Jones for the international Man of Mystery. I love it so much. Also, we just heard Ren for short, all one word. That artist goes by Ren for short, all one word. Track was called On My Way, brand new stuff out of Canada. Good. I love it. Like I said, my name's Jeff. Keep it locked and ready to rock for the next couple hours. We got new tunes. We got moldy oldies. We're going to hear no Halloween music today. I'm spent. I'm over it. Did a month of spooky tunes. I'm happy to get back to just some normalcy. Normalcy on the airwaves. We're going to be talking movie news later on. We're going to find some events that are going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And other than that, we're just going to keep it light. Not talking politics today. We're going to keep things moving and grooving. Here's a track from NRBQ. This is called I Want You Bad, featuring Skeeter Davis, right here on the station that rocks the nation, CFRC.
My name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I can get it. You can't spend none of it after you did. You never seen a You save your money, you don't do nothing but say one day you're gonna have some fun. And then you look around, you done dead already. While you're young, and save your money, so when you get old, you can have some of the things you wanted when you was young. And then you look around, you done dead already. I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I get it. I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I get it. You can't spend none of it after you're dead. You've never seen a money wagon rolling behind a hearse. I'm gonna spend my money. I'm gonna spend everything I can get my hands on. I'm gonna spend every nickel, every dime, every quarter, every Confederate dollar. I'm gonna steal everything I can rake, scrape, and borrow. I'm gonna steal that I can take. I'm gonna steal that you don't give me, that you won't give me, and that you can't give me. I'm gonna spend it all. I don't care about nothing. I'm gonna have a ball, and I'm gonna spend it all. Every doggone thing I can get my hands on. I don't care if it's a penny, nickel, dime, quarter. I'm gonna spend everything. Everything I can get my
hands on. Nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it.
first class. Yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
Everyone, my name is Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for coming along. This is Indie Morning Wake Up, their Wednesday edition, trying to get your hump day up and at them. Get them on the right foot, everyone, the dancing foot. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd, and CFRC, the place to be, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Maybe you're tuned in over the iHeartRadio app, or maybe you just put your ear up to a conch shell, and there's my voice coming out. Just like the sound of the ocean. It is our Quincy Jones tribute today. The legendary music producer and composer passed away this past week at the age of 91. And boy, howdy, did he have a good run. Like this one. Sanford and Son theme? Classic stuff. Sanford and Son is like comfort food. You just pop one of those episodes on, one or six out of those episodes, and you're good to go. You're good to go all day long. That last set, we just heard another Quincy Jones classic, The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He wrote the music for Fresh Prince theme, the show that he also co-produced. And then famously, Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff picked up the lyrics. And now we have that earworm that's been stuck in our heads for the last like 30 years. I got to see DJ Jazzy Jeff play once years ago at my alma mater, Sheridan College. I got to say, I wasn't disappointed in him. He was great. I was disappointed in the turnout. Maybe a suburban college on the outskirts of Oakville isn't the best place for DJ Jazzy Jeff to come. I don't know. I was one of the only people there. It was a wonderful show. And he was fantastic. No one threw him out Uncle Phil style, so that's good. But yeah, we heard Fresh Prince of Bel Air just there. Also in that last set, brand new stuff from JD McPherson off his new album Night Owl. It was a nice, slowed down little ditty called That's What a Love Song Does to You. Oh yeah, Halloween's over. We're already thinking about Valentine's Day. Also in that last set, we heard appropriately titled band The Poor Boys with their song, I'm Gonna Spend My Money. I'm gonna spend it just as fast as I can. We opened it up with Skeeter Davis and NRBQ with I Want You Bad. Not too shabby. And I want you, listeners, I want you bad. It's November. Like I said, spooky month is over, so thank goodness we can get back to some regular tunes. But that also means that the CFRC funding drive is on. So please support this community campus station, CFRC, since 1922. Means we're the oldest radio station in Canada. I think it's the second oldest in North America. That's crazy. That's awesome. So check out CFRC.ca. Find out how you can donate. You can get a sweet tax receipt if you donate through the Queen's website, or if you want to donate through the CFRC website, there's some sweet raffle prizes going on. Yeah, I think it's every $5 you donate, you get a raffle ticket and a bunch of sponsors and local businesses, including our sponsor for this show, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, there you go. I've donated a nice gift basket. So find out what swag you could potentially win. But that's not why you donate. You donate because this is the station that rocks the nation. And in this world of like just awful mass media nonsense, it's good to have independent voices. A place like CFRC is kind of crucial these days when all these local stations are getting axed. And it's just getting more and more, I don't know, homogenized and corporate, you know, the radio landscape, the media landscape out there. We still need to hang on to these weird and wonderful little stations and little shows. And if you want to get involved, again, go to the website, cfrc.ca, and find out how you can get involved. There's always volunteer spots. Maybe you want to get on air, start your own show, maybe your own podcast. It's great. Me, personally speaking, I didn't go to Queen's University. I'm what's known as a quote-unquote community member, born and raised. But as a community member means I'm eligible to be a DJ here on CFRC. So, you know, even though it's Queen's University campus radio station to the max, yo, you don't necessarily have to be a Queen's student to get a show. Although I love the shows that the Queen's students are doing. It's pretty awesome. There's a lot of good stuff going on. So check out CFRC.ca. Get involved. Donate. This funding drive is running until December 31st. So we'll make a fine Christmas present. And in honor of the funding drive, I'm growing out my beard. It's November. It's getting chilly out. I've tried it last year, but I got cowardly and I shaved it off early. So I'm going full tilt. I haven't shaved my face since for like a week. It's been a week. And I'm going to keep the ZZ Top action going until December 31st, or at least until it gets too itchy to bear. But other than my monetary contribution to the station in the form of a donation, the scraggly beard. Let me see if you guys can hear this on air. Okay. A little bit like that. Yeah, so it's getting there. It's getting there. It comes in patchy. But more updates on that as the weeks go on. Next break, we're going to be talking about food and all things delicious from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. More on that after the next song block. So let's keep things a-moving and a-grooving. Thanks for coming along. Let's crank it up. We got a classic here from Charlie Rich. This is Moonshine Mini right here on your station. Like I said, it rocks that nation. CFRC. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Now to perform, no obligation. Please welcome back the Linda Lindas.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
Thank you.
Oh my god. Not too shabby. That was brand new stuff from Jeremy Albino, or Jeremy Albino. I never know how to pronounce that guy's name. All I know is that he's one of the hardest working folks in rock and roll right now. Jeremy Albino with Struggling with the Bottle off the brand new album. So check that out. Available now. Delicious. I love it so much. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Thank you very much for tuning in to CFRC, your campus community radio station since 1922. 100 and some years. Not bad. Good stretch. Pretty good. We got a long way to go. At least another century. At least another century. We're in the midst of the funding drives. Check out CFRC.ca and contribute to an independent voice in media and an opportunity for young folk and folk of all age to dip their toe in the rock and roll media landscape. It's a great hobby. It's tons of fun. Get involved. Make a donation. Funding drive's going until December 31st. So you got plenty of time. Before Jeremy Albino, or Jeremy Albino, I don't know, we heard from Wilson Pickett with Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. Also in that last set, brand new stuff from Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes is back, yo, with his smooth track, Heart of Gold. Not too bad. Also in there, we had a new track from the Linda Lindas that was live on The Daily Show this past week. The song was called No Obligation. If you're a regular listener and you tuned in last week for our Halloween special, Seth and Luke from the Backsteps were on, and I'm more jealous of them than I thought I could ever be, because they told me that they got to see the Linda Lindas live. And for those of you who don't know, there are four girl rock band. I won't say woman because they're only like 14 years old. They got started when they were like 13. And they're just a powerhouse punk band. They're absolutely incredible. And they're just getting better and better. So I'm eternally jealous of Seth and Luke for getting to see them just rock out live. The Linda Lindas, check them out if you like good, solid punk music. I hope they're going to be around for a while. We opened up the last set with Charlie Rich and Moonshine Mini, just to get you up and at them in the morning. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. And this time of morning, we like to do our sponsorship shout-out segment called The Breakfast Nook. This show is sponsored by Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston, Ontario, 204 Barry Street, Kingston, and just the best grub you can get around. Old Farm always donates my breakfast to me every Wednesday morning when I come in. Always go with the County Roasters coffee, you know, organic fair trade beans that are roasted locally over in Picton, Ontario, by Big Brad and family. County Roasters, downtown Picton, very delicious. And today for my solid food, I went in two very different directions. I got the apple cranberry muffin, absolutely delicious. Nothing like a good fresh muffin in the morning. Old Farm opens their doors at 8 a.m., so get in, see what breakfast pastries are available. Get yourself a hot cup of joe on this drizzly morning. And I also went for the savory route. And I got a slice of Old Farm's world famous pizza that's waiting for me right now, spinning round in the CFRC microwave like a record on a turntable, covered in melted cheese, waiting for me to consume it. Get down to Old Farm and try the pizza. I've been told by many people that it's some of the best in Kingston. I've been told by many people that it is the best in Kingston. There's a lot of pizza joints, but Old Farm's is pretty darn out of this world. Pretty darn good. Get down to 204 Barry and check it out. Also, the holidays are coming up. It is November. It's time to start thinking about how many paychecks we have until Christmas, till Hanukkah, till the holiday season. So why not fold Old Farm into your holiday shopping? Not just great food and lunch items. Also a lot of, a lot of fine cheese, a lot of good charcuterie stuff, beer and wine, some nice bottles of wine. I know a lot of people might be dipping into that today. But yeah, check them out. Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston. Yeah, love it so much. My name's Jeff the Nerd, flying solo today on Indie Morning Wednesday. And hope you're all having a great morning. I got nothing else really to say, so I'm just going to go back to the tunes. After the 9 o'clock hour, though, I'm going to do my community events roundup, where I will find cool and interesting events that are going on in and around Kingston, or in this case, Wolf Island. A couple cool things coming up on Wolf Island this weekend. So keep it locked and ready to rock. Oh, right. Almost forgot. We are still doing our tribute to the late, great Quincy Jones. We're currently listening to Summer in the City. When was that produced? 1973. Man, that guy had a long excellent career. And so many, I don't know, on social media, all the Quincy Jones stuff is starting to come out. You know, old interviews, old quotes. And man, he was a funny guy. Really knew what he wanted to do. Something about the fact that he knew who killed Kennedy. He probably shouldn't be talking about it. Like, really? Off the wall stuff. Quincy Jones passed away this past week at 91. Producer of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I love it so much. Look, we're going to get back to the tunes. I am a big fan of Saturday Night Live. It's been back for its 50th season, and it's been absolutely excellent. And as always, as an old person, I get a lot of good music recommendations from SNL and their live performances. I think I'm now a Chapel Roan fan. I never really gave her much of a listen, but she performed live this past week. And my God, I think I'm converted. Solid pop music. So here we go. This is Pink Pony Club live on SNL this past Saturday. This is Chapel Roan right here on your station that rocks the nation, CFRC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chapel Roan.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. That there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Yes, Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on.
from New York. It's Saturday night!
If you keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
thank you.
in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best you move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak. Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
We're Brother Elzy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
East country roads, take me home.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. The S of the series, your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. K Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on